Ready to roll? All right. Hey, it's great to see everybody. Appreciate everyone coming out and taking the time to come out. You know, as we wind down here, I've been very, very pleased with the way our offense has gotten better each day. There's been some areas of improvement. There's been some areas where I think we need to continue to improve, you know. But we started fast today, which was good to see. And that's what you want. You want to start practice fast because that's how you want to start the games. You want to start the games fast and focused and dialed in. And I was pleased that we did that more so today than other days. So we got a long way to go. A lot of improvements still need to be made, but I'm very, very pleased with where we're at.
Coach Flip, when Kirk has a rough stretch like that with a couple of interceptions and what have you, what do you kind of do? Are you going to watch any extra film on that, or what do you guys
do? Yeah, we'll go over it. And the number one thing, one of the main things you need to play quarterback in the National Football League is short-term memory. And if you don't have that, it's going to be really, really hard, Chris, to move on to the next play. And so in the headset, I was just telling him, next play, next play, next play. And we're going to go through rough stretches at some point this season. There's going to be an interception. There's going to be a couple three and outs in a row. All right, that's real life football. So, you know, I think it's great that, you know, you saw him have a really good red zone period the first time down there and a not so hot red zone period the next time down there, and then came back on the 3rd-and-7 pass and made a nice completion. So short term memory is key for Kirk and all of our quarterbacks.
How much do you communicate in the headset beyond just the plays of either hurry up here or key to safety here or just various things that you might say to Kirk other than
I keep it as game-like as I can because during the season they cut it off at 15 seconds. Okay, so I won't talk past 15 seconds on the play clock. My eyes go straight to the play clock as well as soon as those guys break the huddle. So, you know, I'll give them some reminders, though. I'll be like, hey, remember your back over the ball here. Remind the back he's got a halfback wide here. Hey, two-on-one here. You know, so there's a lot of little subtle reminders I give him. But the other thing, too, is when he's calling the play and playing the play through in his mind before he gets the ball, he doesn't need to hear me in his head too much.
What have been your impressions of Trevor Siemian so far just learning the offense?
You know, I think he's done a really good job. I mean, in that second huddle, he's done a really good job. And the thing that we're doing with Trevor is we're continuously, you know, preaching on him just speed up a little bit. And his accuracy has been very, very good. I mean, very good. And he's put the ball, especially when he's throwing the ball outside the numbers, he's been tremendously accurate all spring. And so we need him to continue to do that. And then we just need to continue him to, as he gets to know the offense even better and better and better, just to operate the, you know, that second huddle just a little bit faster. There's no doubt he threw a couple today that jumped right off his hand, and yes, he's played well. He's played very, very well. I'm very pleased with Trevor.
When you say speed it up, you talk about getting in and out of the huddle, getting the play, getting to the line.
That's yeah, right. And part of that, it's not Trevor. It's just learning a new offense and getting acclimated and hearing the plays for the first time and you know, all those things. That it's gotten better as we've gone along. But so we're always working on that with all of our quarterbacks, and I'm working always on myself on speeding up the play calls and making sure I'm getting the play in on time as well.
For a guy like that that's been a starter in the past and has competed for a job, and now he's in a situation where everybody knows kind of the pecking order, how does that change the mentality for a guy that's the backup in a situation like that?
Well, if you're a guy of Trevor's character, I think it's pretty easy because he's all in on supporting Kirk and doing anything that Kirk needs him in terms of helping him out in the quarterback room every day. You know, if there was a player of not of that character, it might become an issue. As a coaching staff, it's very settling for us that we've had a backup quarterback that started games and won games in this league. So I think for both parties involved, it's been a very, very mutual beneficial relationship that he's here.
Coach Zimmer was asked about the transition in offensive coordinators yesterday, and one word he used was seamless. What do you think when you hear Coach Zimmer using that word?
Well, I'll tell you, I appreciate Coach saying that, and I take a lot of pride in trying to make this offense look how Coach wants it to look. And we spend a lot of time doing that. And so the fact that he said that means a lot to me. And Coach and I have a tremendous relationship. We enjoy talking football. We're both football junkies. You know, we made a different, you know, they ran through on us on a RPO, you know, a couple practices ago, and we made a blocking adjustment. He and I went over there and talked about it. And so he and I have very open dialogue and great football conversation.
What do you think the biggest thing that you've accomplished these last couple months in getting acclimated with Kirk Cousins is?
I think when you just see him operate, you know, fast. I mean, he did a few things out there today that unless you knew he did, you would have no idea he did, in terms of changing the protection, in terms of using a unique cadence to help us identify the defensive front, the defensive coverage, all those things, the blitz periods. I mean, our defense was bringing the heat pretty good today. So he did some subtle things that tells you that he's really understanding the little intricacies of what we're trying to accomplish.
What have been your first impressions of Rashad Hill?
He's done a great job. I mean, he's done a great job stepping in there, and he's doing a really nice job, you know, in the pass game, and he's continuing in the run game. He's continuing to make progress. So, you know, Tony does a great job with those guys.
John, what stands out to you about Adam Thielen's route running?
Just meticulous. He's meticulous, and he takes a lot of pride in it. And you see him on tape, when you watch the practice film, you see him try to set up defenders with his eyes, with his shoulders, with his lower body. He really understands the art of leverage and the art of route running. And so when you have a player that is that gifted and that talented, that not only understands what to do but how to do it, that's why he's a special player.
So many players during this OTA period and in minicamp have used the words fun and exciting to describe playing in and installing this offense. What makes it that way for you?
You know, I just, you know, you'd have to ask them. I mean, yes, you'd have to ask them. I tell you, you know, I think, you know, if you came into our installation meeting, it's very serious, but at the same time, there's a lot of juice from both the players and the coaches. I think that, you know, the players enjoy the different types of routes that we're running, the concepts. I think they're seeing themselves get better, which is always a positive. So, you know, you're going to have to ask those guys that, but, you know, we just try to keep it as solid and as tight as we can.
What have you seen you've liked from Brandon Zylstra so far?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, he made a heck of a catch on the left sideline today, and that guy just continues to impress. He continues to impress, and the more he starts to understand the speed of the NFL game, he's a big, strong guy, and people are having a hard time getting up in his face and pressing him. He has tremendous hands. He's smart. He's one of those. He's one of the guys that we can line up anywhere. We can put him in any position. So we're very fortunate he's on our football team.
Give me your impression of Dalvin Cook and just integrating in this offense.
Every day he's getting better. Every day he's getting better, and he's a really impressive guy. I mean, impressive person, impressive player, quick, assignment sound, sees the hole. And I think as you've seen him get more reps these last few days, I think you're really starting to see his vision come back to what you saw the first 3 weeks of the season. So I think he would say the same thing, that he's starting to get some of his vision back from the backfield.
Is that instinctive? Like instinct, the vision?
I think it is. It is. And it's like anything. I mean, you know, playing quarterback, you throw to open spots. You know, it's like anything. You got to read the hole, feel the three technique, you know, see through the three technique to the backer, all those things. So I think he's starting to get, you know, that back and starting to recognize, you know, the holes again. And you saw a couple of really nice runs today. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.